it's quite evident that the people we're photographing are aware of the fact that they are being photographed. In a way, we're present in those photographs, because there's the sense that people are given time to compose themselves. They're aware that they are being photographed, they've been asked permission. The fact that we use a 4x5 very slow camera, the fact that we're not looking through a lens but we're actually above it looking at the subject and they're looking at us, means that there's a different relationship, and the mechanics of that camera contribute a lot to the way that image is formed and the way that it's read. And I think there is a dialogue between this stuff which is documentary and normal reportage, whereas this doesn't pretend to be catching a special moment or a moment that tells the truth about a situation. It's very simple, almost 19th century, straight up, standard portraiture.
But also it differs from that in the important sense that we talk to people. And I think a lot of reportage photographers don't talk to the people that they photograph. And although we have taken this very formal 19th century approach, the difference is that we stop and talk to the person after we photograph them. And I think that's, in a way, the saving grace of it, because what we've essentially done is try to inverse the language of colonial photography, which takes this person and makes them into a stereotype or a type. And I think if we didn't talk to them and interview them and get their name and actually engage with them in an intellectual way, I think it would be very problematic.